Starting another brand new hour now, the Steve Gerber Show, coming to you live from Studio G, right here in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gerber, fighting for you every day from that foxhole of freedom. I'm going to tell you the truth when others won't. I'll be brutally honest when others are too scared to. Maybe you learned something, too. God bless America. Here are three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, alcoholics will be getting free booze from the taxpayers of San Francisco. As a new $5 million pilot program will provide liquor to the drunks on the corner, I mean, what could go wrong this time? Number two, the prosecution is relying on a single recording secretly made by Michael Cohen and Donald Trump. In that case, to come up with something in this hush money case in New York, we'll have the latest on that. And number three, consider the prefix un, meaning not as in unfair, unfit, unjust. Consider the unbelievable testimony of an individual like Michael Cohen, the disgraced former, now disbarred lawyer for Donald Trump. And I'll get to that in detail in a moment. But I want to focus on the unreliable and unfit body of work from the United Nations first. Consider why we must reconsider our relationship altogether with the UN, because the institution is worthless, and worse, it is dangerous to America. The institution is dangerous to the promotion of truth because the UN lets a big lie, a blood libel, get halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to even respond. Look how the UN halves the number of women and children killed in Gaza because, surprise, Hamas lies. This is not news. It is the way terrorist organizations operate. And for the UN, it was designed to prevent one thing they're supposed to prevent: violence, war, genocide. They have failed miserably for 70-plus years now. Andrew Bolt went to see UN peacekeeping forces that were supposed to keep Hezbollah in check north of Israel. What did he find? Here he is.
They're useless. The UN is supposed to be monitoring that Hezbollah does not have rockets there. So to give Israel some time to, you know, incoming, you know, it's not like suddenly an anti-tank missile straight through your window, which happened, I think, last week. They're supposed to push them out. But like the Italians are there now. And we've actually got footage of the Italian peacekeepers there who are supposed to keep Hezbollah away from the border, actually having a missile through there or some weapon, an anti-tank weapon, whatever it is. Their vehicle is set alight. The soldiers pile out, and Hezbollah just disarms them, which is one reason that, as the people here say, you know, they didn't hear anything from the peacekeepers there. That it's monkey not see, monkey not speak, monkey not hear, and this is trash information that they could have got a week ago and is useless today.
Is useless today, much like the UN. Do not look away. The unethical and unprofessional character of the United Nations demands our attention, and I would say it's mandatory because of the scope of the affairs of those seven decades. Yes. These affairs have come close to catastrophic results, in fact. Listen to this.
Let me ask you one simple question. Do you, Ambassador Zorin, deny that the USSR has placed and is placing medium and intermediate range missiles and sites in Cuba? Yes or no? Don't wait for the translation. Yes or no?
Failed for 70 years. We should end our support for the United Nations and have the UN go abroad in search of monsters to join this organization and leave us out of it going forward. Let me explain. In a word, privatize the UN, keep the buildings, develop the land, return the profits to the people here in America. I mean, after all, we've been footing the bill for their ongoing failure since the end of World War II, and nobody really expects them to suddenly start making a real positive difference in the world. Now, do they? In short, I suggest we keep the UN out of the United States. We pay $18 billion to the UN annually, and for what? And that's honestly just the beginning of the bill. And for what, I say? In return, the UN stymies our allies, strengthens alliances among our enemies. The chorus of those suggesting we leave the United Nations is growing, in fact. It's getting louder, from Donald Trump to some of his fiercest rivals. They agree on this point. Here's Governor Ron DeSantis on his take of the United Nations. Listen to this.
I think the UN is a worthless organization, quite frankly. So that's, to me, is not something. All they do is sanction Israel. Like, that's really what it exists for. Okay, how's it really move the needle in any positive way? I think that their behavior has been a complete disgrace.
All the while we wait for the translation, as words of condemnation become condemnations in the form of UN resolutions, as the worst violators, the worst of the worst, when it comes to human rights violations, dare to judge us. They dare to judge us and our allies guilty of crimes against humanity. While at the same time, more than half the member states are guilty of the high crime of hypocrisy, of falsely praising freedom without promoting or protecting it. We pay China, Zimbabwe, Syria, South Africa, and Iran to lecture us, to lecture us. We pay Venezuela to oppose us. And we pay Qatar to undermine us. Better for us to shop around, because New York City has no shortage of people who will abuse us for a lot less money. I mean, just look at NYU or Columbia. You can get America haters for a much better price. Ask George Soros and he can explain. Better for us to shop the land the UN sits on. 18 acres of prime Manhattan real estate. What do you think that's worth? The buildings are the exception to Winston Churchill's rule about architecture, that we shape our buildings and afterwards our buildings shape us. Take, for instance, the United Nations Secretariat building. A model of international style. The building stands like a steel and glass monolith. With the East River on one side, First Avenue on the other, the building is elegant because it is simple. And still a design this simple is too complex for a majority of the UN's 193 member states to even understand. The design evokes rationalism and thought and action, similar to order and law with justice for all. The design evokes peace and dignity without inspiring, say, Yemen to pursue it or Sudan to practice it. The design is untranslatable to dictators, tyrants, and theocrats. The design works better as luxury private residences. Wouldn't that be spectacular? Return money to the taxpayers of America and stop putting good money after bad in this mess we call the United Nations. That land alone is worth billions and billions of dollars, perhaps as much or more than we pay the UN every single year, to be judged, insulted, ridiculed, and undermined. Let Donald Trump develop the land, or let President Trump designate the land as a national park whose monuments include the Secretariat building and the General Assembly building. A museum, maybe, to failed policies of this world body, a museum, would better serve us than what we have currently, which is nothing at all. Again, the United Nations had one job, one, to prevent violence. It has been a catastrophic failure from the beginning. They didn't stop Pol Pot. They didn't stop Chairman Mao. Pol Pot killed 2 million. In the Great Leap Forward, Chairman Mao killed 50 or 60 or 70 million. Nobody's quite sure. The UN is a failure. I'll continue this discussion of why we should leave the United Nations in a moment. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113.
well connected.
What's CBD? Well, I can tell you this. CBD is not about getting high. It's about getting well. CBD comes from cannabis, but it's not marijuana, and it doesn't get you buzzed. It is used to manage pain, calm people, level out anxiety, and help you sleep. It also works for pets, too. It's great. CBD is here to help. And the best CBD comes from PatriotsRelief.com. PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Use promo code Gruber for 40% off. The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the American Council on Education.